Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
The Common Collector is the premier local sports cards and memorabilia destination in Northeast Mississippi, where there's something special for everyone. Visit the Common Collector at 704 Crew Street in Corinth, open Wednesday to Saturday.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
Buddy Slowick here at the Bill Mississippi Studios, coming to you from Super Talk Mississippi. We're going to do the Handyman Show. We're talking about fixing up and repairing and taking care of your home and doing all the things you need to do to make yourself more comfortable and or more, maybe more energy efficient. That's the kind of thing we want to discuss. Any questions that you may have, hey, call us, 888-808-8637. It's our C-Spire text line is 601-879-4395. Our call-in line is 888-808-8637. It's our Super Talk call-in line. Now, if I haven't confused you with that, I'm sorry. At any rate, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things today, but what I guess hit me right up front was driving up here. I saw a couple of things. I said, you know, I should probably mention that on the air. And we talk about all the time about how important it is to keep our HVAC unit in just about 100% working condition, which is rarely done, by the way. There's a lot of areas where you can fall below 100% easily, and one of those is by not changing your filters every 30 days, for sure. Of course, I say that every week, and that's very important. But something I noticed this morning driving up here that's kind of imperative is the condenser unit that's outside. Well, I've seen people build fences and whatnot, or even blockades around them, so they are not quite as visual. But what that does is it also blocks the air coming out of there and stops the thing from doing what it should be doing. Those things, outside condensers, do not need to be enclosed. And on top of that, any grass or weeds that happen to be growing up into that condenser should be gone. Get rid of them with your weed whacker, and if you don't have one, put on a pair of gloves and get out there and get after it, even if it takes a pair of scissors. Do what you got to do, but keep those condenser units totally, totally clear. Very important to do. All right. Anybody that has anything to say to add to it, they jump on the text line and let's hear from you at 601-879-4395. Handyman Show right here. And we'll talk about anything that can actually improve the quality of your life. And just by doing things around the house, and that can improve the quality of your life. Not only improve the quality of your living conditions in that home, but the sense of accomplishment and the sense of pride that you receive from doing that, from taking something that's not working correctly and make it work correctly, makes you feel so good. It really does. and that's just, that's something I just kind of dwell in every day. I just do something that always makes me feel good about something that I've done. When I know it's going to be adding to whatever. I mean, my comfort, my house, my friendships, my relationships, my family, everything. I always talk that way. All right. I was talking to some remodelers this week, and I kept getting the same thing over and over again from these remodelers. And most of I talked to two remodelers this week that work in the same type of area, which is in it's their older homes in the in the Jackson area, and they're all built on crawl space foundations. And so many people, or all the remodeling contractors that call me, are talking about the biggest call and the biggest complaint they're getting right now is humidity causing their floors to buckle and creating all sorts of problems with their inside humidity level. Well, I hate to say it, but I only know of one cure, and there is a cure. Now, people will say, well, I can't afford to do that. And what is that? That's encapsulating your crawl space, calling Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions and getting it totally encapsulated, dehumidified, and fixed permanently. And then you won't have moisture coming up into your home all the time. It solves a problem, and it's something that is very, very important to do. Now, many folks say that I'm not going to spend that kind of money because it does cost money to enclose or encapsulate your crawl space. But it's an investment. It's in maintaining your house. It's making your house better than it was. So in that sense, yeah, it's well worth doing. It's well worth doing. I mean, get involved in it and spend the money. I mean, you may have to borrow or whatever, but know that in the end, it will be a major mass improvement on your house. Now, if you can't afford to do that, there are some simple things you can do that aren't nearly as expensive, but they will only work a certain percentage amount. In other words, they won't solve your problem of humidity in the house, but they will certainly reduce it a great deal. And how you would do that is put like 6 mil poly on the ground, cover it completely underneath your house, make sure everything is covered totally, close your vents and even put the styrofoam stoppers in them that can stop air from flowing in those vents. And any air infiltration that may come into your crawl space foundation, close it off. By doing those three things, it's not going to solve your problem, but it certainly will help. It'll make the humidity in your house much, much, much less than what we've experienced in the past. And you'll be happy about that. And that's something that... But, again, solution? Yeah. Crawl Space Solutions is the answer. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. You call them and you talk to them about what should be done and what are your options. Let's just say that you can't afford or you're not going to spend the money on a crawl space encapsulation. What are the options? Josh will tell you the whole story, and anybody at Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions will. So it's worth making the call to them. For sure. All right, we got some new pictures up on the screen today. If anybody's watching on our streaming, they can see that Build Mississippi has sent us some images of, like, there's a welder up there right now showing that man that's welding. If anybody's watching and they see a man welding behind me, believe me, he's probably making the kind of money a doctor would make. he's doing really, really well. There's when you get involved in the trades, which is really what Build Mississippi is all about getting the population of Mississippi involved in going to work and working with their hands and mind and heart and getting to the point where they can really get ahead in this world and make great strides and in just making the very best they can make in this world by just getting some great, great knowledge. Hey, just check out buildmississippi.com and go see what they have to offer. You will be so impressed with what they, whether it's a trade school they're recommending or whether it's a classes that they offer during their at their two locations. And I think they're working on a third location. I don't know about that. We'll talk to Brent Bean about that one day. And right now we can't. So, but that's Build Mississippi, great organization. Teach you how to drive a backhoe, teach you everything about it. Build Mississippi is a great organization. All right. I've also talked about this before, and that's an attachment to a vacuum cleaner that, you know, your vacuum cleaners have a hose on it. And the hose is about, let's just say, I would dare say maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches diameter. Well, that won't clean out your dryer vent as well as it should. They make and sell an attachment that actually fits on top of your hose. It seals tightly, and it goes down to a smaller size hose, which when you pull the vent cleaner out of your vacuum cleaner and you run that hose down there, you will just be so amazed at the products that come out of there, the lint and the dirt and the grime that's, you know, built up in your lint catcher. And then a good thing to do is, while you're at it, make sure the unit's unplugged, slide it away from the wall, get in behind it, and vacuum out the dryer vent kit as best you can. And also, either the bottom of your vacuum has a few, the bottom of your dryer has a few screws on it that can be removed, and you can actually see the whole bottom of the dryer, and you'll see how much lint has really built up there, and that needs to be gotten rid of because it's a fire hazard and you don't want it around. And if you do that, like, I would say that clean out that way your dryer vent kit in the back of your dryer at least twice a year. I think you'll have much better dryer conditions and much happier with your dryer than you are now. Because that'll work, and it does work. Well, I have to admit, I have one at home, but I built mine myself because I had some hose that was actually a smaller diameter, and the hose fit inside of my vacuum hose. So what I did is pushed it down there just maybe 6 inches in, and then I taped it, just absolutely used a black electrical tape and taped it so that no air could get through, and used it as my dryer cleaning kit. It works really, really well. These little tips are tips that can help your house be safer and warmer and more comfortable. And, I think it's important that people understand that. And maybe you have a few household tips that can help us a great deal. Hey, text them to us. We want to hear from you at 601-879-4395, and we'll be happy to share your information with those who are listening. Well, coming up at about 10:25 or so, our next segment is going to be Patton Seabrook's going to be with us, and we're going to talk about paint and painting and all that goes into painting. And if you have any questions about that, now would be a particularly great time to call and ask Patton. We'll get answers from Patton as to certain, whether it's painting problems or painting products, or it doesn't matter if it has something to do with any sort of coating on anything at all. Patton Seabrook knows the answer, believe me. And if he doesn't, he will surely find out. But probably knows the answer. So check him out. Again, coming up the second segment, and we'll be talking to Patton here pretty shortly. All right, Rebel Ace Hardware. Hey, what a great hardware store, man. Let's see, this week, I think I only ended up at Revel one time this week, which is rare, but that's all I ended up at Revel this week. But they're great, great stores, and there's many in the Central Mississippi market. And, of course, their Power Equipment Center is in Pearl, right next to their Revel Hardware store, and it's just absolutely just phenomenal, the things they offer at that Power Equipment Center. Zero-turn mowers and steel chainsaws and steel blowers and steel weed whackers and Gravely equipment, and you name it, any type of top brand they work on, they have the parts for, and they sell as well. And not only will they sell you a zero-turn mower and all the things you'll need to get a yard in good shape, including a blower and a weed whacker and all the things, they'll even sell you the trailer to haul it away on. That's right, they have trailers there as well. And those trailers work, I mean, they're just perfect size, perfect unloading, zero-turn mowers. Rebel Ace Hardware, great hardware store. Give them a call and tell them you heard about it on the Handyman Show. Rebel Ace Hardware, they're open today from 7 in the morning till 6 at night, and 6 days a week. They're always open, and sometimes on Saturdays, they go a little longer. They go a little longer on some of their stores. Check it out. And they always do something special on a Saturday. My friends at Rebel Ace Hardware, good store. All of our VIP sponsors end up going to Rebel Ace at one time or another. Sure they do. It's a great thing. All right. Carrying on with handyman stuff. If you can have you have steel doors in your house, in the exterior of your house, and they seem to be working fine. But when you look on the outside, down at the bottom, there's a little bit of rust showing, just beginning to show through. What you should do at that point in time is, first thing is check your jams and make sure the bottom of your jam where it meets the threshold, or jam, when I say jam, I mean door frame. When it meets the bottom of your threshold, see if it's any soft in there, see if there's any softness in there. If there's not, then it's just a matter of getting that door just refinished, or getting that, at least that section that's got some rust showing through it, refinished. How would you do that? Quite simply, you'd sand it down, totally sand it down, almost to raw metal, and get rid of the rust totally, and then put on a rust primer, a rust preventive primer, a rust inhibitor. And a lot of times you can get them in a white, or you can also have them tinted, but I think most patio doors that go outside are probably a whitish color. But at any rate, put the primer on first and prime it just thoroughly, and then go ahead and, after it dries, sand it very, very lightly, clean it, wipe it down with a rag, and then go ahead and paint it with a good quality latex exterior paint, and it will make the rust go away and stop your door from decaying, and it'll last many, many, many more years because of that. It's, if you catch it early enough, it's a little bit better than a Band-Aid fix. It really is. It really does a pretty good job. If you let it go too long, then it becomes just a Band-Aid fix where the door is going to fall apart anyway. But if the rust is so bad that it's coming through, you probably have door frame decay as well, and it'll be a good time to replace that whole entire unit. And people go, what? Yeah, replace the whole entire unit. It may cost you a fortune, but get it done. All right, going to take a short break. Patton Seabrook from Seabrook Paints is going to be with us on the phone, and we'll talk to him about painting. You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi. I'm at the Build Mississippi Studios, and my name is Buddy Slowick, Rock and Roll Handyman. Be right back.
And smile the day we fire the Ponderosa claim. Here in the West, we're living in the best bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's gonna fight with me.
Bonanza! Bonanza!
Hoss and Joe and Adam know every rock and pine. No one works, fights, or eats like the boys of mine.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music to the food and the people, the Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey.
My name is Buddy Slowick, right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Going to have Patton Seabrook on the phone with us. But just before we get Patton on board and talk to him a little bit, I want to talk Ray from RJC Guitars down in South Mississippi, who's we've talked to many times on this show, has sent us a bunch of images, and we'll put them on the air in a little while. We won't put them up during an interview with Patton because, well, maybe towards the end because they are finished. They do show them rare, and then they show them finished, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And now we're going to talk to Patton Seabrook. Good morning, Patton.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing today?
Man, I couldn't be any better. The weather's beautiful. I had my top down. I loved coming up here.
It's a beautiful day. You're right.
Yes, sir. It is a great day. Actually, you know, it'd be a great day to paint. It really would.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, getting a little drier air here.
Yeah.
Not quite as humid.
Yeah.
Paint's really going to dry well.
Yeah, it really is going to dry.
It isn't too hot. You just got to, you know, what I tell people next year, try to paint in the shade if you can.
Yeah.
Because it's easier on you, and the paint doesn't dry as fast, so it's makes it easier to work, especially if you're doing a horizontal surface like a deck.
Well, let me ask you a question. When paint dries fast, is it as strong as it would as it takes time to dry the way it should?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Really, it's going to be okay, but you don't want it to dry too fast, because you want the paint, when it goes on a surface, it kind of levels out.
Yeah, lays down.
And it penetrates.
Sure.
And it penetrates. So if it's like the heat we were having, 110 degree heat indexes and stuff like that, that's a little too hot, because it isn't going to flow. It's going to get real ropey.
Right.
It's going to get gummy, and it's going to be harder to apply, and it's not going to set up and level out as well, especially your waterborne acrylic
sure.
products. They dry extremely quick, and when it's like that, that's the reason a lot of your contractors, you know, by noon or 1 o'clock, they kind of take a break, you know, because it's just too hot.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, this weather's just, I can really understand that by painting up until that period of the day, and then from 1 o'clock until probably 7 o'clock, sometimes it's just too darn hot.
It is. It is. And when the sun is directly on the surface, it just makes it very difficult, you know. And that goes for, like, painting a swimming pool, you know. You got to paint in the shade.
Right,
You got to follow the shade. And most people know that when they have a property, you know. You just look what side of the house is shady during the day, and that's where you want to spend that time of the day. You don't want to, you know, try not to do it in the sun if you can get away with it.
Yeah, and you were talking about acrylic latex paint dries more quickly, but mostly that's what people are using on the exterior of their home nowadays, is it not?
Oh, yeah. The waterborne acrylics, 100% acrylics, they hold up so much better to the UV,
right?
You know, exposure that we have down here in the coastal south. I mean, there's just no comparison. All the technology for coatings for the last, goodness, 30, 40 years has gone into water.
Right.
Waterborne products. You know, there's not a whole lot of technology being spent on your alkyd or oil-based products anymore. They're still out there.
Yes,
they're good products for what they are. I mean, they're really good in some situations. But for outside, if you're in the sun, I highly recommend using a waterborne coating, whether it's a stain or a paint.
Well, what would a
they just hold up so much better to the UV. The color and the gloss retention is so much better.
Yeah, it doesn't yellow either like an oil base or an alkyd, does it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we talk to people about that all the time, because they're wanting to use these really light tone whites inside of their house. And the waterborne coatings now are just excellent. So, and they are not going to amber. So you can come back, or drift in color, you can come back in 2 or 3, 4 years and touch up, and you're not going to see the spots. Where if you use an oil, come back and try to touch up even 6 months later, you're going to see the spots, because an oil-based paint does drift. You're not going to have the color you picked a year later.
Right, right.
It's going to change. So
you might think so because you've been looking at it for a year. You say, that's the same. I know it is. No, it's not the same.
Oh, yeah, they got to bring us a cabinet drawer or, you know, a cabinet facing or something, a piece of trim
right.
to custom match when they're wanting to touch up when there's an oil that has been used, because the oil that they still have in the can that was used some years ago will not touch it up.
No, it won't at all. My question is there are a lot of people living in older homes that were painted with oil-based or alkyd-based paint, and they're to the point in their lives where they don't want to repaint it with oil-based paint. Is there a system in which they can put alkyd, or waterborne paint or latex, acrylic latex paint on them.
You know, we have some great coatings now that are waterborne, and like I say, they lay down just like an oil.
Mm-hmm.
They're very smooth. They paint well. You know, they really hold up well, too. In fact, I have it all in my kitchen.
Yeah.
One of them's called Advance,
mm-hmm.
and it's a waterborne product. But it has an alkyd resin in it. It's kind of a unique product. But that's a great product for interior trim or cabinets. It will not amber hardly at all. It cleans up with water. It doesn't stink up your house. But, you know, alkyds that are on there, the question you ask, you know, they've been on there 30, 40, 50 years. They get
sure.
The older they get, the harder they get.
Right.
They get extremely hard. So, you know, a lot of surface prep has to be taken into consideration before you paint that if you're going back with a waterborne coating. We like to recommend highly a bonding primer.
Right.
Called Styx. It's a waterborne primer. But it will stick to PVC plastic. It will not come off. You still need to clean the surface, such as a kitchen, because if it's an active kitchen, you probably have contamination around the door handles and knobs. That's usually where most of the contamination is. So you need to prepare them with a liquid sandpaper. Just wipe them down. It's easy to use, and it's waterborne.
Yes, and you're right. It is easy to use, and it's very important.
Right, and then, you know, go back with your bonding primer. And then coat it with, you know, we have other products to choose from, too. You don't have to use Advance, but that's just one of many that we have in the waterborne category that will do an excellent job on your interior trim or cabinetry or paneling or whatever you have.
Yeah, for sure. And all of the information that you're willing to share on the air with us, what you do whenever you're a guest on this program, is also available at your outlets, at your stores. The people there are trained and know how paint should be applied to what surface and what needs to be done beforehand. We say this all the time when you're on. The biggest part of any paint project at all is the preparation. Your walls have to, or your whatever you're going to paint, has to be totally prepared for it.
You're exactly right. It's like doing anything. When you build a house, you have to put in a really good foundation. Well, to get a good paint job, you have to do all the surface prep correctly. A lot of times that entails, like we were talking about, using a primer.
Yeah.
And there are many different types of primers. You know, it isn't just a bonding primer. You got all kind of primers for raw sheetrock, for raw wood, you know, for killing stains, you know, mechanical bonding primers like we just talked about, the Styx primer.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of primers for different situations. So a primer is just not a primer. It's a very technical product, and it's needed. And, you know, we fight this with big boxes because they came out a number of years ago with the paint and primer. Well,
right.
That's very misleading.
Yes.
Very misleading because, no, it will not stick to oil.
Yeah.
And no, it will not kill a bad water stain. There are a lot of places those products are not going to perform. And just the primer issue is very technical. And there are a lot of choices in that category. So people just, especially if they have an older property that has some, they've been compromised in some areas like water damage or either, like we were talking about, old alkyd / oil base coatings that have been on there forever. You know, you really need to, you know, call us, talk to us, and we'll make the proper recommendation based on what your situation is.
Yeah, I really believe that primers, generally speaking, are underrated, and people don't realize the many different type of primers there are and what they are used for, and end up just getting, and are kind of sold by what the big box people are doing, selling paint with the primer and saying, oh, this is going to solve the problem.
You know, Benjamin Moore has always made paints. They didn't change the technology when they put paint and primer on the bucket. You know, they just had to do that because the boxes were just, they created kind of a storm with it.
Yeah.
And, but like I said, it just, there needs to be some questions asked, you know, any given project that you're doing.
Sure.
And, or just do a little research. You can get online. You know, it's pretty good information online nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. The primer makes such a big difference in actually the finish coat that you put on and how well that finish coat is going to last and how well it's going to perform for you.
Yeah, it seals the surface so that the finish coat sits on top instead of, you know, if you have a poor substrate,
yeah.
The primer will seal it. So then you're finished, especially if you have a sheen.
Right.
You know, such as a satin or a semi-gloss or a high gloss. It'll be an even sheen. It won't have spots in it where it's soaking in, you know, differently than it is in other places where it's more porous.
Yeah.
So the primer really helps seal that surface to give you a complete, even finish coat that looks right.
Yeah, and it's important to know what kind of project you're doing and find out what kind of primer you should be using. And I say this all the time, is that paint goes on primer. Primer goes on raw material. And that's
right. Primer's a very, like I said, it's a very technical product. It has much better adhesion than a finish coat ever will.
Yeah.
A lot of our finish coat products do have unbelievable adhesion nowadays. We have some that are really, really good, especially some of our industrial products. They adhere extremely well, but, you know, you for an architectural, you know, setting like a building or a house, you really need to pay attention to what you're dealing with, especially if it's an older property like we were talking about earlier.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I think today the paints are much better than what they ever were. And if you go about painting, well, let's just talk about your house. If you go about doing all the proper preparation and putting a quality product on there with quality tools and do a pretty good job, it'll last for years, being washed maybe once or twice a year. It will last much longer than what you'd ever expect.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a house, a cabin, rather, down here on the river, way out in the country, and we painted it 13 years ago with Benji Moore's best paint. It's called Aura. And we did a really good, thorough soft washing of it this spring.
Yeah.
And it was a semi-gloss finish. It's on heart pine siding.
Wow.
And it looks like it was just painted.
Wow.
No. I mean, the sheen is unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I mean, we've always washed it, but we really did we washed the roof and everything. We did a very thorough cleaning.
Yeah.
And the finish looks great. It was 13 years ago. I mean, it looks great, but the job was done correctly, and we used a really good coating.
When you were doing the work and prepping, how much of that did you delegate to youngsters?
Well, you know, we did have people working for us, you know, that I know very well that did a great job for us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, and we did use a lot of primer because it was, you know, this cabin is, goodness, it's 85, 90 years old.
Right.
It's an old place. So.
One thing I wanted.
So you got to maintain something like that. You got to keep your eyes on it every year, as you know. I mean, older properties, you got to continually work on them.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I wanted to ask you is, a lot of people are in the process of hiring a painter because they want to get their house finished, and they're not going to do that kind of work themselves. That's not where their skill is, and that's not what they intend to do. But you just shouldn't hire a painter off the street. You should have some pretty good idea of what the painter has done in the past and look at his...
Right. And, you know, we recommend a lot of contractors to our customers, and we keep a running list. It's a very long list.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of good contractors out there that do really good work.
Correct.
They've been doing it for a long time. So what you're looking for is a history there, like you're talking about. And, you know, ask for references.
Yes.
You know,
and use
ask for references. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, ask for references and check them. Just don't get them, check them. Call the people and find out.
Don't take somebody you don't know, you've never seen before, and he's, you know, like less than half of the other two people you get quotes from, because you're probably fixing to get kind of a subpar job.
Yeah. And, and you know, it costs too much to paint to get it done. You might as well get it done correctly and not have to worry about it a whole bunch more, because if a subpar job gets done, you're going to have problems in 3-5 years down the road. You'll see some problems popping up.
Now, what we do recommend that does help the owner, you know, of the property, is for them to do their research on their coatings, like we're talking about, and buy their own coatings, and then just get a labor price from the contractor.
Yeah.
That way, at least they've controlled that aspect of the project. At least you know you're getting, you know, the quality products that you want on the project.
Sure.
We're seeing more and more people do that now.
All right, Patton, can I get you to hang on just a second? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Patton. We want to find out more about what's going on with Patton Seabrook here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman. Be right back.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
In
I guess we'll go to Steph on it. Don't want to, but Robert Palmer says we have to. All right, back to Seabrook Paints and Patton Seabrook on the phone with us, and we're talking about prepping for paint and getting the different types of. There's so many different types of product coating products out there that it can really be confusing to John Q. Public when they decide that they are going to do their own paint or finish project. When they go shopping for that project, they're like, you can hardly do that without help.
Yeah, you really, you know, people don't sit around and think about coatings or paint all day. Most people just use them, you know, once in a while.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
You know, if that. So, and some people just hire it out and let, you know, the contractor handle it.
Yeah.
Don't even pay any attention to it. But, you know, you are seeing a lot of DIY customers, like I was saying before we went off air, that are at least buying their own product now.
Right.
They might be hiring the job out, but they're wanting to make sure that a, you know, really good a coating, especially if it's, you know, outside or in their personal house.
Right.
That it's going to hold up and perform well, because we all know that labor, you know, that's at least 80% of the expense of the project usually.
It is. And the fact of the matter is most contractors probably are not going to go to the highest grade of paint that you offer. They'll probably go to a step down one or two, and still the house will look great when they're finished, but it won't have the best premium product on it that's possible. And that's another good reason why you should go buy your own paint and let your contractor do the work. Your contractor can figure for you how much paint you might need, whether it be 5 gallons,
right.
7 gallons,
yeah,
8 gallons.
If they're a good contractor, which, like I said, there are a number of them out there. We recommend them all the time, and they're really good at that.
Sure. Yeah. And it's true. You think, well, the contractor can buy the paint cheaper than I can, but is the contractor going to sell it to you at the same price he bought it for? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't think.
Yeah, that's kind of another subject.
Yeah, that's a whole. We won't even discuss that because it could go somewhere else. But it doesn't matter. I think it's important for you to go to someplace like Seabrook and say, I intend to have my house done by this contractor, and this is what we need. I need some good quality product, and they will point you in the right direction.
Well, and that's what we do. That's our wheelhouse,
yeah,
so to speak. And we put, you know, we find out, and of course we find out what the budget is, because some people are, you know, they're moving.
Sure.
A lot of people move now, so they're not in one place for their whole life. They might be moving every 6, 7, 8 years, maybe more often than that. So
right.
And they might have a bunch of kids, and their budget is tight. So, but we still have really good performing products that will meet different you know, budgets.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a matter of, you know, having a discussion with the customer and finding out what they're wanting. But I always do tell whoever it is that, you know, buying the best paint you can buy is always a wise investment because, you know, per square foot, you know this because you deal with woodwork, doors, windows, and all that kind of stuff. Per square foot, there's not a product you use own your house, inside your house, outside your house that's is cost effective per square foot is a coating, is paint.
Right.
You're talking about something that's maybe 7 to 12 cents a square foot. That's pretty cheap.
And to think
you're talking about a nickel a square foot being the difference.
To have something as thin as
between a premium.
Yeah.
And a grade that isn't as good.
Yeah. Then it really, and like I said, between a thinner than a paper dollar, probably, it will coat your house with a product that's going to hold up and withstand the elements darn well.
I mean, you're asking it to do a lot, so it's highly technical product, a lot of science, a lot of chemistry, a lot of history, a lot of work by a lot of people to get what we have now.
Yeah,
you know, just like everything else. There's been a lot of technology that has been harnessed, and, you know, it's in the coating industry as well.
That is correct. So it behooves anybody who's getting a paint project done or going to do it themselves to get the best product they can possibly afford to buy and also have good application tools. It's very important. A cheapo tools, it's going to be like buying cheapo paint.
Oh, they're horrible. You got to use a good roller cover. You got to get a really good brush. I mean, it makes the coating layout better. You get the right millage. It puts a smoother finish. And plus it hides better.
Right.
It just makes the overall experience, especially if you're doing it yourself, it just makes it a much, much better job at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it just looks better.
Does the trick for you like you should do.
Right.
And everybody wants their house to be as good as it can be. It's got, I mean, I go to the street every day and look at my house and look back at the curb appeal and go, yep, okay, it's all right today. But
that's what everybody tries to do. Of course, you know, sometimes down here in Mississippi it's tough because we get a lot of exposure. We get a lot of rain, a lot of weather. You know, here lately, the last few years, we've been getting a lot of storms.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
A lot of tree damage, a lot of limbs coming down. So, you know, everybody has projects they're dealing with right now.
Yeah. And this is a strange economical season, too.
Yeah, it's election year, which is never wonderful.
Yeah.
And then everybody just kind of sits around
and waits, see what's happening.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's sitting around waiting to see what happens. So it's just, you know, we're used to it, though. I mean, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
Through these cycles. And, you know, you have several really good years in a row. Get ready.
Yeah.
You know, it's fixing to cycle down.
It's going to cycle down.
Like that, you know.
Well, how do people get in touch with Seabrook Paint, and how do they find out more about that?
Buddy, we have, you know, two locations in the Jackson area. One is in Ridgeland, Mississippi, which is in Madison County, right off I-55, right across from the Renaissance Shopping Complex. It's just on the other side of the bridge on the east side of the highway, and that's 411 West Jackson Street. The phone number there is 601-853-9796, and they're open today.
Good.
All day. And, yeah, well, till 4.
Yeah, well, that's
call that all day.
That's so, good for all day. Well, that's Saturday. That's real good. 4 o'clock.
And my downtown location, which is our warehouse where we ship and receive, and our offices are, that's downtown, kind of an old part of downtown Jackson, but it's 511 West Monument Street. But the number there is 601-352-4074.
And in that little cubby hole is where you spend most of your time, isn't it?
Well, you know, a fair amount. That's kind of where we do a lot of stuff. So
you do a lot of industrial
fair
work.
A amount of time is spent, but I do get around a good bit.
Yeah, well, good. We'll get around and see what's happening out there. Pat,
this is
great to have you on board.
Hey, it's great to be on board.
And a good
always
weekend to have you.
Fun.
It's always fun to have you. And we always talk about what's important to people. It really can help people a lot if they'll just pay attention and practice some of these suggestions that you may have given to them. But I thank you very much for being with us. Seabrook Paints, Patton, I appreciate it very much.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend as well. All right. Patton Seabrook with the Seabrook Paints, and we appreciate his sponsorship and his participation in this show. Thank you, Patton. All right. Text came in from Wanda a while ago, and we haven't gotten to it, and we were talking about moisture on the ground, moisture coming up into houses. And she said she lives on a slab foundation and has a dehumidifier inside her home, which she has to empty about every 24 hours. And I said, what's somehow you've got moisture seeping in through windows need caulking or something needs caulking, Wanda. But it is good. It does. The dehumidifier keeps it a lot cooler. All right, we'll be back with a music segment in just a few minutes. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman, here at the Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't you go away. We'll be back in a few.
So what are you and me?
That's getting there.
Ole Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party starring ACM award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia play.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party.
Listen carefully.
Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com.
That's OleMissTix.com.
So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shirt, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early
with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band.
Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion.
Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
Experience the...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
What I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
All right, welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're about to kick into a short little music segment. We don't spend a whole lot of time doing it, but we want to talk about a couple of songs we think kind of are important to us anyway, and I have so much fun doing it because I've spent so much of my life in music. First artist I want to talk about this morning is an artist named Edwin Collins. He's a Scottish writer and singer, and during the 80s, early 80s, he co-founded and sang for a group called Orange Juice, and they were relatively successful. I don't think they had any major hits at all, and then he left them in 85 and started a solo career. And then in 1994, he had a worldwide hit with A Girl Like You. I don't think it really charted up in the top 10 in the United States, but around the world, it was a major, major hit and really, really did well. It was also used in a Charlie's Angels movie, and it was used in, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle movie. It was one of the A Girl Like You. So let's give a listen to A Girl Like You, Edwin Collins.
Days of yore.
Yeah, I never known a girl like you before. How many times have we said that? As individuals, as male piggers that we are. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it. All right. Next artist, Joe Bonamassa. And I'm so impressed with the way he plays. On top of that, my good friend Arden is going to have him in town tonight. Joe Bonamassa is worldwide. He's known worldwide. And Arden is going to have him at the Coliseum tonight. And Joe Bonamassa, he said something one time. I was doing some research on him and was reading all about Joe Bonamassa. And one of the things that really floored me was there's a guitar player, famous jazz player from Jackson called Skeet McWilliams, who has passed away since, but he was a great worldwide known jazz player. And I got to know Skeets a little bit. He had a music store here in Jackson a little while, and we used to go there once in a while and met him three or four times. And the one thing that he said that stuck with me so very well, and then I read the same thing yesterday in doing some studying on Joe Bonamassa. And the bottom line is, play the guitar, don't play the pedals. The guitar, let the guitar sound come out, never mind the fuzz or the phase. And Joe does a rant on this thing. He does like a paragraph of how you should use the guitar and how by using the pedals it's really a detriment to guitar players. But I think he's an incredible guitar player. He'd be at a great performance. Let's listen to Joe Bonamassa do a little song called Where Am I At? It's so hard to say goodbye.
Desperation. Our candle burns no more. Everything we know takes us so far away. Trace your steps back. Don't let them die.
I'm talking about, I've seen concerts on TV that he has done in different parts of the world that just blew me slap away because I run all that stuff through my stereo and I can hear really loud. It sounded great. But tonight be a great, great show. So get over there and see it. Hey, Lance, how are you today? I haven't talked to you much today.
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing today,
man,
sir?
You're just quiet back there.
I'm just working away.
Pushing buttons.
And you know it.
What you got for music for us today?
Well, I wanted to share a little with you, Peter Tosh, mainly because Peter, you know, he had a rough life starting out. Parents abandoned him, basically.
Yeah.
He was shifted around to family members, aunts. An aunt died, and then he was put with another aunt. Then they put him into, basically a career vocation.
Yeah.
Where he was going to be a welder.
Oh.
And a guy with amazing music talent.
Yeah.
No, fairly undiscovered at this point as a 15, 17-year-old. So he gets into welding and starts learning that craft. And eventually, Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer, Bob comes back from America much more motivated to learn music. He really just didn't have any much skills with a guitar or anything. Bunny didn't know much of anything. But these three guys get together, and Peter is the straw that stirs the drink, because he taught all of them how to play music.
Sure.
None of them knew anything, and so he was a self-taught pianist, keyboardist, guitarist.
Wow.
And so Peter, you know, he stayed with them forever, but he has a great song that I love, and it's called Reggae My Litis. And it's a wonderful song, and it gives you a little, you know, background into this gentleman who I think is phenomenal, and an unbelievable story that he's overcome in life.
Peter,
what he became.
Peter Tosh.
Peter Tosh.
All right.
This morning, with a funny, funny feeling, and that feeling was an unusual feeling in my bones.
Well, and I got a little, one more little piece of that, because you don't really get into the musical side of that as much until you get to, and let me pull it back up. I had closed it accidentally, but then you get into the actual harmony in there, and it's really good stuff. Give me 2 seconds.
It's just like the production on this thing. This
is amazing.
Peter Tosh is just blowing my brain.
Amazing. Yeah.
Here we go.
I went to the doctor. What's the matter? I went to the doctor to find out the matter. Doctor said, son, you have a rig in my life. What? Doctor said, son, you have a rig in my light. In a
great Saturday morning music, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I think it's just wonderful. The whole feeling.
Easy. Yeah, I mean, and as you said, the production quality is so good.
Superior.
And I think he's an understudied artist, the talent, and just the way he pulled that group together, the Wailers, and how they got their name, the Wailers, was to basically to speak your mind, to speak your heart.
Yeah.
And that's what Wailers to them, not the whaler
right
out there catching whales, but whaling, where you're telling your heart. Those songs come from the heart, and you can feel it.
You
with
can,
those
you
guys.
Can,
you really
that's,
can.
That's great, great, great sound. All right, moving ahead. We've got some time to throw in the Isley Brothers, who have been around for years and years.
Give me
and years.
Just a second to get you pulled back up. So as you talk, you go for it.
Yeah, the Isley Brothers, they're from Ohio, and they've had a number of singles that were major, major hits, and they're still playing today. They started, and they had a hit in 1959 called Shout, the Isley Brothers. And since then, they've been playing. They're even playing in this day and age and playing very well. They've won many Grammy, the Lifetime Achievement Award, and really, really doing a spectacular job. The Isley Brothers did a song it was actually done by Seals and Croft called Summer Breeze. And this is the Isley Brothers doing their version of Summer Breeze. My mind. Say it's a good thing they got me strapped down to this chair. I'd be jumping around the room. Songs like that just make me feel good. They just make me happy. That's all there is to it. And they really did care about them a lot. Well, we're going to take this thing home with a song by Rita Coolidge. You say, what? Well, the reason I'm doing a Rita Coolidge song is, one, I thought she was pretty good. She was married for a long time to Kris Kristofferson, and they did a couple of songs together. And also did the soundtrack for a James Bond movie. But one of her song, one of her albums was produced by Booker T and the MGs. And that's the, I am, they just do such a great, great sound. It was produced by and background music by Booker T and the MGs. Rita Coolidge does a song called, Your Love has Lifted Me Higher. Now,
tell me a little more about the how the Booker T and the MGs and her guy. Is there any?
I don't know how they got together. I just know that she was looking for a producer, and she's always looking for good songs. And somebody suggested Booker T.
Well,
and
they're awesome at producing. Goodness gracious!
Oh, Booker T. is when he produces something, you can just feel it. You can tell that he had a part in it because there's always a little part of what they do in it. But it's amazing how Booker T. You can hear the organ and the guitar and the bass all working very, very soundly behind Rita Coolidge, who sings pretty darn well, by the way. In case you hadn't noticed, I think Rita Coolidge is pretty good. And had quite an amazing career, really something that's worth listening to. Your Love is Lifting Me Higher and Higher. And pretty soon, here will come Booker T.
Been lifted before.
Delta-born sister country music duo American Blonde will visit Grammy Museum, Mississippi for an intimate Q&A and performance as part of the Museum Spotlight Series Thursday, August 29th at 7 o'clock. This program is made possible by Needle Specialty Products. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Grammy Museum, Mississippi box office. For details about this event and current exhibits, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org. Proceeds from this special program will raise funds to support the music education initiatives of Grammy Museum, Mississippi.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. As someone who spends a lot of time between Mississippi and New York, I can tell you firsthand how great new things can be. That's why the new auto and life insurance discount from Farm Bureau is so great. It's a new thing from the company that's been setting roots in Mississippi for over 75 years. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Parents and
time I got the orchestra, I'll stop listening. Because it could eat my whole morning up just listening like that. I enjoy it so much. Got an image from my friend Ray down in South Mississippi. He builds guitars, and he sent us a couple pictures of guitars. That one that he's been working on, the one on our screen right now, is one that he has been working on the body on, and he shows a number of them, including finished guitars, and he does such a great job. Look at this guitar that up there that he has on this chair. It's beautiful. If you can see, if you're streaming, if you can see us on TV, you can see some of the work that he's done. And we've had him on the air, and we've talked to him before about that. We will again, but we haven't had a chance to lately. We will in the upcoming time. But Ray, great, great looking guitars. A lot of craftsmanship goes into that kind of work. A lot of craftsmanship. And has a pretty good knowledge of what kind of wood resonates and what kind of wood works and what doesn't and what doesn't. And knows a lot about the electronics that go into a guitar as well. So thank you, Ray. We appreciate it very much. All right. Back on to handyman stuff. Small water leaks, yeah. Well, they can be created just about anywhere. Anywhere that you have a small water leak, it's going to be a problem. And it needs to be taken care of right away. It may be a plumbing leak. It may be a roofing leak. It may be where some siding and trim is not quite sealed properly, and it may let air infiltration and moisture into your house. So those little things need to be fixed. Plumbing, hopefully it's a situation that is a DIY-type situation that you don't have to call a plumber. But if you have to call a plumber, do so and get that taken care of, because you really don't want problem is building up on you totally. It just doesn't need to happen. Leaks really are the downfall of many homes. A small leak can turn into a real, real big mess after a short period of time, and it's something that we need to take care of as quickly as we can. So anywhere, whether you've got siding or trim or whatever, get rid of those leaks. It's not going to help at all. All right. Exterior doors, they don't seal properly. Why? What? What do you mean they don't seal properly? Well, a lot of times a door can be closed, an exterior door can be closed, and you have it shut, and yet around the edges of it you can see daylight coming in between the frame and the door. And you're going, something's not quite right. Well, the problem is, it can be one of many things. You could need new weather stripping. Yes. You could have a warped door. Now, that's pretty unusual. Most doors are not warped. And that's not to say that there's not going to be a warped door out there from time to time, because there will be, but it's a rare situation. Most times, it's because your frame, your door frame, is out of plumb and square. And that's created by either your house settling or the frame actually not being secured properly to the house and it moving. It needs to be fixed. The only way that you can fix a frame that is out of square is by taking the whole unit out and replacing it again correctly. Now, that seems like a big chore. And, yeah, it can be a big chore, but it's worth doing. It really is worth doing. And it's something that, you know, you should look at and consider all the time. Fix those darn doors. You need them to shut. I know a man who lives in a relatively new house who's having that problem. And he's explained to me two or three things they've done to fix it. And nobody has done anything to the frame. And it's still not fixed. Yeah, but it's the frame. That's what it is. Just, it needs to be put in correctly. Frames need to be put in just right, or you're going to have trouble.
All right, I got a question that we're going to reverse back. And our gentleman that called, Mike from Houston.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you a question about music here. I did a little research, just in case. We were drawing a blank here. But Arlo Guthrie.
Yes.
He, you know, New York, Brooklyn. And Mr. Mike had played with him as a guitarist in his band in Starkville. Sure. Did very well. And
yep.
He says, I was curious about what type or what is the genre of music that you would consider Arlo Guthrie, and even the song Alice's Restaurant and the movie that was made after it. And so I dug around a little bit, and I didn't know if this was correct, but the genres that Arlo was very much, you know, penned as would be folk rock, talking blues, and protest music.
Right.
So I didn't know if that was, you know, kind of your take.
If I had to guess without any of that information before me, I would say folk and protest is probably where I'd go, but the other two also fit.
Yeah.
I mean, it is that, and that is Alice's Restaurant is a great story.
Right.
I mean, it really, and it's a story song.
Yeah.
It tells a great story. I mean,
well, and we had a conversation this morning about saxophone on the Garden Mama, and obviously he was a very accomplished saxophone player as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. That, great question, though. Thank you for asking
we,
that.
We do appreciate it, and thanks, Mike. We appreciate you calling in and or texting in or whatever. I think you called. That's great. We
he called. He just didn't want to be on air. He wanted to hang up and listen to your response.
All right. Well, good. We appreciate it. Another text has come in from Bill in Starkville, and he said, I can't read it. Can you read it? I can't read that text.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, read it out loud. I can't get it.
He said, Drive-By Truckers do a great cover of Strutter, and the Drive-By Truckers are legit. I was very happy that he shared that with me, because now I'm going to go dig that one out and
As we speak, I'm writing it down. Drive-By Truckers, right?
Yeah, and a great cover of Strutter is what he said. And I love Strutter, the song. Truckers. It's amazing.
Strutter. I'm going to check it out and find out. Strutters. All right. Okay, now I can go home. No, I'm going to continue. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies. The sound of my voice, they do a great job at Atlas Foundation. When you have a foundation that is a slab foundation, you're having some trouble with it, Atlas is the company to call. Tony Arpino knows the soils in Mississippi. He knows, he's an engineer. He understands what's going on with slab foundations and can help you so very much. Give him a call at 800-256-1010. And he's always ready to help. That's what he wants to do more than anything is help people. And Tony's really good about that. So give him a call and tell him you heard about him on the Handyman Show. And have him come out and he'll give you an estimate on repairing your driveway, repairing your foundation, helping you any way he can. Matter of fact, he can do a lot of that on the phone. If you want to just call him and explain your situation to him, he can tell you a lot about what needs to be done to your home and how it needs to be done through that situation. Great, great, great work. They do wonderful work. No large trucks, just a small pickup truck and a couple of men. They're out of there in a day, maybe two at most, and no mess. No piles of dirt or mounds of dirt or dug up grass. Atlas Foundation. You'll be happy you called them. 800-256-1010, Tony Arpino. All right. Well, we appreciate them as sponsoring this Handyman Show. And they've been around a long time. Been sponsoring this program for a long time, too. And I really like the fact that Tony Arpino's there. All right. Turnbuckles. We talked about turnbuckles probably, 6 months ago or so. Are you even familiar with what a turnbuckle is? Well, a turnbuckle is what you can find on, like, a screen door where there's a twisty device in the center that actually pulls two rods closer together all the time, and that's called a turnbuckle. It's secured at the top corner and then across the bottom to the bottom of the door, and then as it tightens, it pulls it all together and holds the door all together. Not only does a turnbuckle work great on screen doors, particularly when they start to sag a little bit, that's what it does. It fixes the sagging. But it also works on, and a lot of people use them on, privacy fences have gates. And those gates, they just sag because they're so darn heavy. But with a turnbuckle, you can pretty much get rid of that sag and make that gate square up again as it should be. Turnbuckles are worth having, and they're used to having, and a good tool, a good thing to use.
Well, we have a text line question for you, Handyman, from the 662. If you have the option to build a house, would you always want it on a slab, or would you prefer it on an elevated conventional with a fully enclosed crawl space so you can do possible plumbing or electrical repairs in the future if needed?
Boy, that's a tough question. First off, crawl space foundations, I think, should be have a place where they should be built, but sometimes they're built everywhere. But honestly, probably a few years ago, a few decades ago, I would have said a crawl space foundation totally encapsulated and correct. But I've lived on a slab so long because I moved here to Mississippi, I like it. And I like not having a basement because I found that a basement can be a catch-all. And it really can. It can be where you put stuff where you don't want to think about it a whole lot. It's always down there. So, yeah, my preference would be a slab. But having said that, I'd want my slab to be a little stronger than what the codes recommend that you build them. I want to dig a little deeper. I want a little more fill put in there. I want it to drain properly. And then I'm talking about a little thicker foundation, and I want it as strong as it possibly can be, and make sure that it's on a good, solid foundation.
Do a soil test.
Sure.
One of my friend's father was a very good and still is a very good custom builder. They're not around here anymore, more on the coast, but
right.
For many, many years built beautiful homes here. And when they built the house next door to us, he had the dozer, came in there, and he dug out so deep that you could have put two dozers on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then filled it back in with good dirt. One of the few houses in that neighborhood that did not have some shifting or slight foundation issues was taking that extra step. And it is a tank of everyone he's ever built. He takes that extra step in building to get the junk out. Because, here we have all this yazoo.
Clay
is. Look at the roads we drive on.
Yeah.
They'll pave one a week later; it's buckled again. And you hate it, but that's reality.
That's the lot.
And so, yeah, make sure you do a good soil test.
Yeah, I agree with reinforcing and building as strong a foundation as you possibly can. Going by the code book and building it to the code, you're probably sooner or later going to end up in trouble, and you may be lucky and not have it. But that's just a stroke of luck. I think, generally speaking, It's going to come up.
I have one other thing, because one of our amazing listeners, Greg Presley, gave us a call. And, he's not one to want to get on too often, but he always has wonderful things to say. And this is how educated and amazing our listeners are out there. He called to wish me a happy birthday, which is upcoming in a few days. He goes, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday before. Well, his is tomorrow.
Oh,
so, Greg,
man.
Happy birthday tomorrow, buddy.
Man.
I mean, thank you so much. You got a heart of gold, bro. Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. And happy birthday, Lance, coming up. I don't know when.
Yeah, I won't see you until after I'm 50.
Well, then,
so thank you.
You'd be an old man, but
I'm there, man.
Over the hill, I don't know if we can have you back there.
I've been through it.
Oh, well. Handyman Show. We just try to keep things going all the time. All right.
Hey, one quick question before we go off. When you build a really nice cedar fence, and you cap it right, and you got the right bracing and all that,
sure.
And then all of a sudden your dog breaks one of your cedar slats right down the middle. How do you fix that easily without taking the whole thing apart?
You don't want to put it in a slat.
I just want one slat, buddy. That's all I need, man.
And
it's right in the center. And I got all my stuff at Miller, great company, amazing lumber. But, there's a broken slat. And it still looks pretty good. But how do I get that out without having to take off the cap and all this? Is that, am I have to do that or what?
Oh, you're talking about the cap and the 1x6 on it.
I have this one, vertical slat out of the whole section. It has the cedar caps, the cedar rails, cedar bottom rail. Is there any easy way? I'll let you think about that when we go to break.
Yeah.
Because I know people have the same question.
I'm sure
it's not a
dog-eared
fence. It's capped, and it's, so it's done that way.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and you come back. Take a short break right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bill and Mississippi Studios. Coming up, a short intermission. We'll be right back. Don't you go away on the Handyman Show.
I got the green light, baby. I got to be the but not a hen. I might go out to California, I might go down to Georgia, I might see.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Our full-service auction professionals handle every part of each transaction, so sellers can get back to running their businesses and bidders can trust us to make the buying process safe and simple. Our transparent marketplace is free of reserves, minimum bids, and hidden fees. If you're upgrading or downsizing, or just want to update your inventory of farm, construction, or fleet equipment, then don't wait. Visit PurpleWave.com today. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Spring.
Back around, you and I will go. We'll just sit and watch it all go down.
All right. Hey, just up on that. That's good. We're going to let it go. Can't do music the whole 2 hours. I want to, but can't. Well, no, I don't.
We can just have a little elevator music behind us through 2 hours.
That's right.
A little ambient noise. Just you strumming the guitar and practicing.
Yeah, just.
You record it, then I can put it in and crunch it down so it's quiet. It's like little crickets in the background.
Yeah. It'd be like when I go into my bedroom, I have to close the door sometimes when I play my electric because I play it kind of loud sometimes. Yeah. So I close the door and nobody.
Jam it out, man.
And just jam it out. And then when I play an acoustic, I leave it open. It's okay.
What was it, the old Audiovox commercial where the guy, like, sat in the leather chair and turned on the big speaker system, and then it, like, blew him away? You remember that commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Is that you?
Yeah, I do.
That's 12:35. You're hustling home. I got to get there, man. Sit down in my chair, turn the volume up, and boom!
Boom, blow you away. Yeah. Oh, well, that happened.
Now, do you have a fun setup? I mean, I know that's, we're talking handyman stuff. There's wiring involved. There's woodwork involved. There's how you set up stuff. The home entertainment system. How do you do it, buddy?
I have two stereo systems, and they're set up so they can do multitask. Radio, turntable, CDs, cassettes. And I do have a great, great open reel recorder that needs some work done to it before I can use it, but I have some wonderful open reel tapes that I can use. But the other one in my bedroom is hooked up to the Alexa system, and I use it, and I also have hooked up to my television in there. Now,
well, for somebody that doesn't even access the internet on their phone, that's pretty technical. I mean, that sounds pretty good.
There's some wiring involved in it, but it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
And then on my music side, I have two amplifiers, one that I use as a PA system, and the other one I use for my guitar, which is a Fender amp, which I think Fender amp is the best guitar amp.
For anybody out there that's listening that wants to do something, what is the best setup if you want to have a studio-type room? Is it better to have a bigger room where you get some bounce, or do you want something smaller where you get the echo? I mean, what are you looking for there? You know, and I mean, like I said, handyman stuff. Do you need to put up some soft woods, or do you put up the egg crate? I mean, how do you do that kind of stuff?
There's two or three people who listen to this show who have built home studios and have talked about them on the air about what they have done and how they have gone about doing that.
Because we've got a lot of people out doing podcasts and all kinds of stuff, you know, recording this and that. And
all sorts of things on the phone nowadays, or in their home, from their home.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a lot of recording that you hear on radio nowadays is done in home studios, because the big time studio is just not as busy as they used to be. But there is a lot of wiring involved, and just I've been wiring PAs and lights and guitars and musical instruments for so long that it's not a big deal for me to set something like that up, because it's like the same thing. I was like the tech man on our crew all the time. Anytime anything broke or needed refixed or repaired.
You were the Peter Tosh of the crew.
I was a tech guy.
You knew how to do it all, man.
I
you could weld too, I bet, right?
No, I didn't know. No, I'm afraid. I got to take a no on that.
You
got
to say no.
That's all you have to.
Yeah. My brother-in-law swears it's easy and fun. He said, oh, you got to go get you one of those portable ones. And then we had one of our listeners last week said, you got to go to Harbor Freight and get one of the little portable welders. And I'm telling you that this before the summer's over, that's going to be if I can afford one.
Yeah.
I'm anxious. I love the art of welding, and I've learned a lot. You know, but Heliart, that's a neat, the dealing with aluminum.
Yeah.
Totally different ballgame.
It's totally different ballgame. That's right. Aluminum's a different product.
Totally different product.
Yeah, it sure is.
So when you're doing like radiators and things like that, one of the guys that works here in the building for Farm Bureau, genius with cars.
Yeah.
And I mean, he knows how to do everything. So
wow.
I pick his brain all the time about stuff, and it's just one of those fascinating. It's like you getting to talk to somebody that has such a great knowledge of things like that, being able to work with their hands. I mean,
yeah.
You learn something quick and easy, quick. Like, how do you do this? Oh, hey, now do that. Do it like this. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's all I got to do. Oh, yeah, that's all. So, yeah.
Talking about doors, didn't they change the studio door?
I don't know.
It's look at it next time.
I'm running.
It's not nearly as heavy as it used to be, and it's a lot smaller than it used to be because they put in like a 3-inch lip around the whole outside.
I've crushed my finger on that and trying to hold it open.
But yeah, but they've made it so that kind of eases the problem a little bit because the door doesn't weigh 400 pounds anymore; it only weighs about 200 pounds.
Yeah, just 200. Throw that up on your shoulder like a bag of dog food.
No sweat. No. I can get out of the dog food store with a 22-pound bag.
Well, I'm not going to let you leave without telling our listeners what your son accomplished. I told you that this week. You're going to have to brag on him a bit because that's an amazing accomplishment.
Oh, you mean at the
You got to tell everybody what he did.
He was running a race.
A small one either.
Like last week, it was either I've forgotten, 100K is what he ran. It was 62
that's
miles.
That's the one I'm talking about. 60 miles plus.
62 miles is what he ran. And out of the whole pack, he came in third, which, is I believe that's a pretty good accomplishment, particularly last – it was hot.
Remember, it's 62 miles, not yards, people. 62 miles.
But he's probably running right now as we speak because that's what he does. Mm-hmm. He really believes that's – he loves to run. It gives him freedom.
And that's the key to this, right? I mean, that's one reason I wanted to mention it, because you find that thing in life that gives you that centered feeling in the world that is full of craziness.
Yes.
And it's always been that way. It didn't just happen yesterday
when
the world turned crazy. It's always been crazy.
It's always crazy.
It's you that's got to find out that place in your life where you go, there's my tunnel vision. Nothing else matters.
There's my peace.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody may need to run 62 miles to find that. You like the guitar.
I love going out in the woods. I love tinkering.
I love tinkering with things, working with my hands. It just seems to center me more, and kind of it's almost like you've had a everything just leaves you, and you're lighter.
That's exactly what his running has done for him. Has given him something to focus on to make the rest of the world go away.
And I challenge all of our listeners out there with all the things, whether you're on the left or the right or whatever.
Correct.
Just stay centered in your mind.
Yeah.
Stay centered there. Don't get too emotional and just be human
and focus on something. It could be anything at all. I mean, you can really get into it, whether it's a building on a wood project or welding with a metal project or anything at all. Just running. I mean, anything. A lot of people are really into that kind of taking better care of themselves than what they ever used to. And that's becoming more and more of a thing in this day and age where people really want to make sure.
Well, I want to say congratulations to young Slowick, because that is a great accomplishment. 62 miles. Number three. Got a way to go, bud.
That's good. All right. Trying to answer your question about that fence board.
Mm-hmm. There's no easy answer.
What I think, okay, and again, not that I've done this before, but I think the fence boards, there are three 2x4s that the fence boards are basically nailed to. And the top cap, I don't think is nailed to the fence board. I think it's nailed to the sides. And so, therefore, if you do undo the nails that are going into the 2x4, and it should pull right out.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
And I'm hoping, and it's not nailed above the 1x6 that comes down, or whatever it is.
It shouldn't be.
For a skirt.
I built it, so. You're
supposed to remember.
Yeah, I did.
No retain, folks. He's mobile there with no retain whatsoever. Oh, well. Hey, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. We do it each and every Saturday. Tell your friends, the handymans. On Super Talk Saturdays, 10 to 12, and we have us a good time. Join us. Thank you, Lance. Enjoy this morning, and talk to you next Saturday. See you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it. We're just getting to the bottom of this. Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.